Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A unique lecture series on a vital resource we often take for granted is coming to Pella. Let's go in depth with Brian Peterson, Associate Dean of Curriculum and Faculty Development at Central College. Well, Brian, water is on the minds of Central faculty this year. Can you tell us why and what's happening around the concept?
Well, we have a number of events scheduled this year, and I'm really excited about them. Every year for the last 4 years, we've chosen a theme, an academic theme around which different events get planned. This year, the theme is water. Water tends to be viewed kind of in many, many different ways. We tend to think about water as nourishing. We tend to think of water as mothering. We tend to think of water as sustaining. Water, in recent weeks, water can be deadly. We look at water very, very differently. And so this becomes the way in which we approach different topics. So for example, every year our first year students, they all have a common reading. This year it was called Memory of Water by Emi Iturata, who writes a very dystopian view of the world following the oil wars, where oil or where water is controlled by the military because its scarcity is much greater than it is now. We had a teach-in last week where a number of faculty brought in people from the community to talk about water, air, sustainability in kind of a broad perspective. We have a lecturer coming next month to talk about sustainability of water. This is a woman. She's associated with the World Food Prize. She was a Canadian public servant for most of her career, working with public and private water partnerships around the world. So we're really excited about that. We're also excited about a faculty lecture series that we have put together for this year surrounding water, again, in its very, very broad forms.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new lecture series coming to Central College with Brian Peterson, Associate Dean of Curriculum and Faculty Development. Well, can you tell me some of the topics that the faculty will approach in the lecture series?
Absolutely. And this is part of what's really exciting to me. When you think about water, so we're planning on there's one lecture a month. They're going to be held in the Maytag Student Center. They're free and open to the public. And for example, in next week in September, on September 18th, Paul Wyhe, who's a biologist, is going to be talking about Iowa wetlands. And if he has a blog where he visits all of the different wetlands that exist in Iowa, and he's going to be speaking about them as an ecosystem in themselves and why they're so important to be preserved. In October, one of our economists, Jessica Skurring, is going to talk about the pricing of water. Economists have noted that water tends to be relatively cheap or cheap relative to its scarcity. And there are a lot of reasons behind that, but this is something that she's going to be investigating. And then later in November, Jeremiah Najeru, who is one of our anthropologists, he's a geographer by training, is going to talk about water as sustainable development, specifically thinking about clean water and access to sanitation and things like that are so necessary and effective when thinking about developing communities. And then in the spring, we have a number of other interesting presentations. In February, one of our new English faculty, Valerie Billing, is going to talk about water as a metaphor in literature, specifically as it relates to feminism and ecology. in March, Ashley Garr, one of our chemists, is going to talk about the different properties of water. Unfortunately, you know, general chemistry is one of the reasons I became an economist. So she assures me that water is an amazingly fascinating substance, and she's going to explain why she gets excited when she talks about water. And finally, Sarah Sugar Fox, one of our exercise scientists, is going to talk about water as sustainable nutrition, and specifically thinking about not just the water that we drink, but the amount of water that's needed to put the food on the plate that we eat. So the amount of water that goes into raising corn, raising soybeans, raising cattle and pigs and chickens, and to get us to think a little bit differently about what we put on our plates.
Well, most of us just don't even think about water. We take it for granted and just presume it's always going to be abundant, it's always going to be clean enough to drink, it's going to be there every time we want it. But we shouldn't be complacent about water, should we? Now, thinking, you know, that when this interview is taking place, you know, we're just hearing about people in Miami and Florida and the Keys, and people that don't have the water, don't have clean water, they have too much water destroying everything. So we really can't take it for granted.
No, I think that's true. And I think part of the benefit of having a lecture series like this is that we recognize that it's not just an environmental issue. It's not just a biological issue or an ecological issue. This is the topic upon which lots of us have particular inputs. And in order to address some of these issues, we need the input of lots of different people creating an interconnected solution. I mean, one of the things that we really strive for at Central is to help students find those connections between their courses. And this is a way of getting them to link the humanities with the social sciences, with the natural sciences. Because your point is on target. We have areas in the South and the Southeast that have too much water at this point, and the water that they have isn't usable. We have areas in the West that don't have enough, and they're facing the exact opposite issue, that of droughts. And so the question becomes how do we address this issue moving forward? And this isn't just a U.S. issue, it's a global issue.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new lecture series coming to Central College with Brian Peterson, Associate Dean of Curriculum and Faculty Development. One of the things I like about this series that you're talking about is it integrates the sciences and the humanities.
One of the things that I hope that this lecture series will bring out is that these are topics that address us as humans, just as you said, that the scientists are not that isn't just their focus. The humanities faculty that we have, this isn't just about humanities. This is the beauty of the liberal arts, is that they're able to cross over, and someone in the humanities can appreciate what the scientists do, and then people in the sciences can appreciate what the humanities faculty are doing, because they're all talking about something similar. Different language, different terms, but they're all talking about the same thing.
I've spoken with Paul Wyhee, who's leading this series, leading off in this series a number of times over the years. And Paul is just, he's so knowledgeable, yet so fun to listen to. He puts this all in very, very interesting, practical, sometimes humorous, but always thoughtful terms. And talking about Iowa wetlands, which by and large, much of them are gone, and talking about his visits to them in all 99 counties, I think the public would be very interested in that to start off the series.
I think the public would be very, very interested. We have exceptional faculty on this campus. They're not just good scholars. They're not just good discipline-specific faculty. They're good teachers. They're educators. They're inquisitive. Part of their goal in the classroom is to get students to ask questions, to start being inquisitive themselves. And that's part of the reason we're making this available to the public, is we want the public to start asking questions too. There's a lot of conversation that we can have about Iowa's wetlands, for example, and Paul Wyhee is an exceptional person to lead the conversation, because he's naturally inquisitive. He's an exceptional teacher, and he gets people to start asking questions.
So what a perfect lead off to the series. And okay, they're going to be once a month. And when is Paul's?
Paul, why he is speaking next Monday, September 18th. It's at 7 o'clock in the Bowdoin Moore rooms in the Maytag Student Center on campus.
Where should people park? Let's get real practical for the public. How do we find that and where do we park?
The Maytag Student Center is the building that is on the west side of Broadway near the intersection at Peace Street. They could park on Broadway or on Independence near the Student Center. There is also a parking area behind Maytag Student Center. It's accessible off of Independence. It's near the intersection of West First and Independence. There's a big parking lot area there. They can park. There's a large visitor lot on the other side of University, just west of Broadway. So there are lots of places on campus in which they can park. We'll have plenty of space. I think this is a great opportunity for the community to come to campus and see what our faculty are doing.
Okay, and so Monday night, what time?
7 o'clock. The intention is to run just for an hour. We'll see how engaging Dr. Wyhe is. Maybe he'll keep people there until 10 or 11 o'clock. No, I'm kidding. It's designed to go from 7 to 8 o'clock on Monday evening, on the 18th.
Is there going to be an opportunity to ask questions?
Yes. The intention, and the timing might vary just slightly based on the individual, but the intention is for Dr. Wyhe to give a talk for about 40, 45 minutes and then leave the last 15, 20 minutes open for conversation.
Why should the public come? Why should we care?
I think we should care because, one, water affects all of us. It affects us in the state, in the nation, and across the world. These are issues that we're going to have to address. And I think the public needs to get involved in that. We tend to look down on this idea of public intellectualism, that somehow it's just for the elite, it's just for the privileged few. And I don't believe that. And I don't believe any of our faculty believe that. That these are things that affect all of us. And no matter our background, no matter what we've been trained in, we all have an understanding of some of these issues. The more we learn, the better able we are to address these things appropriately and permanently.
Well, and if we come to the first one, we can come to any one of them, I presume, but we can get a real education about many aspects of water just by coming once a month and engaging with the faculty and students at Central.
No, absolutely. And this is a chance, you know, you might learn something about wetlands that you never learned before, or pricing water or community development in sub-Saharan Africa. It'll get you to start thinking about other things, and that might get you to ask more questions. Or if you have, you know, high school age children and want them to come, they can then ask those questions in their high schools.
And so starting hopefully a major public dialogue about water, that was something that we should all be not taking for granted anymore.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Brian Peterson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.